put on your finery, make sure the silver is polished, and let's have some trivia. For episode 278 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, I have Downton Abbey trivia for you lovely people. As always, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. If you're new to the show and want to learn more, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. A quick announcement, I have a new audiobook narration out. Blaine Dowler, my sometimes co-host, wrote An Introduction to Quantum Mechanics, and I narrated it. If you've ever wanted to understand quantum mechanics better, be sure to check it out on Audible. Okay, shameless plug out of the way, let's dive into the trivia. The Dorky Round. Number 1. The show centers around what noble family? The Crawley family. Number 2. The events in the second year of the show follow which war? World War I, or the Great War. Number 3. Jim Carter played what head butler for Downton? Charles Carson. Number 4. Hugh Bonneville plays what patriarch? Robert Crawley. Number 5. Played by Elizabeth McGovern, who is the only American member of the Crawley family? Cora. Number 6. What veteran actress played the Dowager Countess Violet? Maggie Smith. Number 7. Of Robert and Cora's children, which is the eldest? Lady Mary. Number 8. Tom Branson is not English, but hails from what other part of the UK? Ireland. Irish folks, put your torches and pitchforks down. At the time, it was part of the United Kingdom. Number 9. Who was Lady Mary's first husband? Matthew Crawley, her distant cousin. Number 10. What head housemaid eventually marries Mr. Carson? Elsie Hughes. The Geeky Round. Number 1. News of what April 1912 event kicks off the first episode? The sinking of the RMS Titanic. Number 2. What is Robert Crawley's title? He's the Earl of Grantham. It's an actual title that went extinct in 1754. Number 3. How many children did Robert and Cora have? 3. Specifically, 3 daughters. Number 4, Robert James Collier plays what ambitious footman? Thomas Barrow. Number 5, which member of the Crawley family dies after giving birth in the 3rd season? Lady Sybil. Number 6, who is the head cook for Downton? Mrs. Patmore. Number 7, John Bates held what position at Downton? He was the head valet. Number 8, before marrying into the family, what was Tom's job at Downton? He was the chauffeur. Number 9, along with World War I, what pandemic was featured in Series 2? The Spanish flu pandemic. Number 10, at the beginning of the show, who was the lady's maid to Cora? Sarah O'Brien. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Who created Downton Abbey? Julian Fellowes. Number 2. Since this is a British show, we'll use their terminology. How many series did the show have? 6 series. Number 3. Most of the action in the show takes place in what region of England? Yorkshire. Number 4. What real castle stands in for the fictional Downton Abbey? Highclere Castle. Number 5. Cora, from a wealthy American family, came from which U.S. state? Ohio. Number 6. What was the name of the second feature film based on the show? Downton Abbey, A New Era. Number 7. Prior to World War I, Robert Crawley fought in which war? The Boer War. It's where he met Bates. Number 8. What monarch visits Downton Abbey in the 2019 film? King George V. He was the founder of House of Windsor and was the great-grandfather of Charles III. Number 9. The show first debuted in which year? 2010. Number 10, what Academy Award-winning actress played Martha Levinson, Cora's mother? Shirley MacLaine. And that's it for Downton Abbey trivia. How'd you do? They've announced a third feature film to be shot soon. I'm sure I'll be watching it with my wife. I'll be back next week with another TV show. This one is probably the polar opposite of Downton Abbey. Here's a clue. What groundbreaking Norman Lear 1970s show had 7 spin-off series? This was episode 278 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.